I can remember having a very happy, very carefree life. While I was at the grammar school, I went for swimming lessons, and in those days we had a very small swimming pool, which was down at the bottom of the field from the grammar school, which became the big swimming pool, open air. But in those days it was very small, very, very cold, no heating, and the inside was covered in green slime and frog spawn. So I learned to swim the hard way, but that turned out to be enjoyable too. We had an inspirational games mistress at the grammar school who lived in Broxwood Lane, and she introduced me to the joys of sport. We learnt tennis, netball, hockey, athletics, which included the high jump. We had school teams, and we used to visit other schools and play matches against them, and thoroughly enjoyed it. And it was all entered with a sporting spirit. And the reason I say that is because when I see some of the anger on the football fields these days and the total lack of sporting spirit, I'm really quite shocked. We weren't actually told about the sporting spirit, but we seemed to develop it naturally, so that if you lost with a good grace. You never pushed anybody, you never shoved anybody, you never knocked anybody else over. We didn't spit and we didn't swear. Overall, I have some very, very happy memories of my time at that school, and I can realise now, and have done over the times in between, that occasionally when something crops up and I know the answer, I think to myself, how do I know that? And then I remember that I learnt it at school. So I have to say, I think it was a very good education, quite strict. We wouldn't have dreamt of cheeking the mistresses or masters. It was just automatic that you went in and you behaved yourself. We were also not allowed to wear our skirts short. We had to kneel down in front of the shrew of a headmistress lady called Miss Garrett. I don't think she'll hear this because she's probably gone to meet her maker by now. And she used to measure from the floor up to the bottom of our skirts, and if it was too high, you had to go home and change. We did all wear school uniform, which we were all proud of.